So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Carol Decker from Tapao, and I asked her a little bit about her history as a musician. Hey Carol, great to have you on the show. So you're best known as the lead singer of Tapao, and you had international success in the late 80s, your most successful single being China in Your Hand. Tell us a little bit about your history as a musician.
Well, hi everybody, hi Ruth.
Hi.
I actually started singing really quite late, so I was 22 when I finally decided to go for it.
Yeah.
And I'd always known I could sing, because as a child, you know, I would always, people would comment on how I could hold a melody if I sang along to something, or if I could harmonize with anything, and I was a very precocious little girl, was tap dancing. And
I love that. So was I, actually.
Yeah, but whether people wanted me to or not.
They had no choice.
So anyway, you know, life rolls on, and as a kid, we moved from Liverpool to Shropshire, where I grew up, and my brother and I both passed our 11 plus and went to sort of straightforward, very academic grammar schools, you know, where... Yeah. Things like art and music were almost like hobbies, subjects. You know, they were certainly on the curriculum, but you weren't sort of, back then, of course, you know, when I was at school in the sort of late 60s and all through the 70s, things were different.
Yeah.
You weren't sort of encouraged to go along those lines. So I did sort of conventional education, then I kind of wandered and waffled around for ages, having sort of dead-end jobs, and I decided to go back to art school age 22 after I had a job working on an art team in a museum, and I suddenly met all these fantastically different people.
Yes.
And I really clicked, and I was just like what we used to call a YTS scheme. I was a doll.
I remember that.
Youth training scheme, So I applied to art school in Shrewsbury with a very, very bad portfolio, but managed to blag my
way
in.
You got in, nonetheless.
I got in, and in that environment, I met wonderful people who were not conventional. They were like, I'd always been a square peg in a round hole at grammar school and everything. And so, you know, I'm sort of doing art, and I'm covered in paint, and I'm taking photographs, and going to parties, and I'd always been singing along to the radio in the studio when we're painting, and someone said, you know, why don't you join a band and stop annoying the rest of us and try to get on with our work, sort of thing. And then she said, seriously, I'm going to a party at the weekend, my mate got a band, looking for a singer, come to the party with me, I'll introduce you. So that was it, and I got introduced to a local guy called Julian Ward. He had a local band, I auditioned and got the job, and started gigging locally, largely covers, although we were writing our own stuff, you know, and decided to drop out of art out after foundation. I didn't go on to uni, you know? And that was it, and I was smitten, and then I met, God, I've got to make a very long story short, because it's...
It's very fascinating, and it's very interesting.
So I met Ron Rogers, who was in another local band, and we were sort of rival bands, and we did a gig together, and we fancied each other, so we got together personally, and then I persuaded him to leave his band and join my band. And then we both left that band and decided to start writing songs. And that's what we did. And my, you know, we were skint for years. My dad was often paying our electricity bill. One of his mum was always baking pies for us. Until finally, long story short of, you know, sending our demos away, gigging, and of course, you know, living in Shropshire, we weren't on any scene. We weren't in Manchester or Liverpool or anywhere where there was a scene. So we had to keep sort of sending tapes away and trying to get seen in London. And finally we got some London management, and they managed to get us a showcase with a bunch of our songs for Virgin Records.
Cool.
And amazing. We finally got a deal, and that was it. And we went to America to record Bridge of Spies with Roy Thomas Baker, who produced most of the Queen stuff, including Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, wow.
And we did two albums with Roy, and we were on our way.
Amazing. The rest is history. We play China in Your Hand a lot on this stage, and I never fail to sing along to it. I absolutely love it. I'll never grow tired of it. So you're playing at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 18th of June. What do you have in store for the audience?
Well, we're going to do all the classic hits, because, of course, we'd get lynched if we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a lot more hits than just China, which hopefully, that, you know, the proper fans will know.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple of newer songs that
amazing.
Are going down really well. So, you know, we're still writing new stuff, and we regularly sort of drop download singles and stuff. We put a great one out called Be Wonderful in 2020, and we put out Guess You're Sorry Now in 2021.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can always go looking for new stuff, but, you know, we put the videos up on YouTube. That'll be the classics.
Yeah, amazing. And some
great,
new stuff.
Great new tunes, and Please God It Doesn't Rain, because it's the courtyard.
I'll be honest with you, it's always, well, I shouldn't speak too soon, but it's always sunny usually at Alexander's Live. Every time I've been, it's always been great weather, so hopefully the weather will be on your side, and it's such a lovely venue as well.
Funnily enough, the 17th of June is my wedding anniversary.
Oh, is it? Happy anniversary.
And it's always a boiling hot day.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, across that weekend, it will be great.
Yes, I pray for that for you. So lastly, Carol, where can people find you online to hear your classics and your new music as well, as a teaser ahead of your gig?
Well, you know, it's the usual suspect.
Yeah.
It's Facebook. Facebook. So that's tapow.com/CarolDecker. If you want to see me shouting and swearing, I'm on Twitter.
I'm sure people would, actually.
And then all the stuff's up on Spotify, you know. So,
yeah.
But if you want to go to YouTube.
Yeah, see all the bits.
And put in Tapow Be Wonderful.
Yes, okay.
And the video will come up. It's a great song, and my kids directed the video.
Oh, wow, amazing.
It was May 2020, so we were in...
in the lockdown.
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh,
so
we
just decided to get creative in the garden.
I love that.
And it stars our chickens and our
sister.
And Joey, our duck, who died a few days ago. She's 9. Can you believe it?
Oh, bless Joey. Is it tough?
First one to see Joey.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to Google that in a minute, I think.
Yeah. But you can just pop the power into Dr. Google and, you'll find us.
Yeah, I found you straight away, obviously.
If you still like the band, but we're always around.
Yeah.
We're knocking around.
Exactly. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Carol. Keep up the good work and all the very best for this year and beyond as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. That was a lovely Carol Decker there from Tapow, and here's a little teaser as to what you can expect from her set down at Alexander's Live, and next Saturday the 18th of June, it's one of her classic hits, Heart and Soul. Enjoy. love it, so nostalgic. Tapau, heart and soul. If you want to see and hear Carol Decker in the flesh next Saturday, then make sure you head over to alexanderslive.com to get your tickets. You're in for an absolute treat. And I cannot go without playing her classic, China in Your Hand. Absolutely love it.
It was the theme she had on the scheme he had, told in a foreign land, to take life on earth to the second birth, and the man was in command. It was the flight on the wings of a young girl's dreams that flew her too far away.
China in Your Hand, absolutely love it. It actually brings back memories, that song, of the amazing Mike James, who used to work on this station, who sadly passed away a couple of years ago. And we all love and miss Mike so, so much, and that brings back memories of him, because he used to play it all the time. So every time I hear it, I associate it with Mike. Sending lots of love to his family. I sent them a painting this week of the whole family. Hope you're all doing okay. Sending lots of love from